Hi, Saucy But Sweet fam. We all know there's that one person from your past you check on from time to time or complain to your friends about, but pretend you're completely over. Look, I can see through it all because I've been there too many times myself. Unless you're living under a rock, you've noticed the photos of the Queen Bey, Jennifer Lopez, back with the man who broke her heart over a decade ago, actor Ben Affleck. After marriages, broken engagements, and new loves, they both found their way back to each other. Now, if that isn't true love, then I don't know what is. No matter your thoughts on your ex, we can all agree at one point you believed you'd end up with that person. So how did being on good terms with an ex become so taboo? You are now listening to Saucy But Sweet with Allie McPherson, a podcast where nothing is off limits, where we talk about everything from romance, sex, pop culture, and everything in between. Sit back, relax, and enjoy an unfiltered time where we keep it sweet and always saucy. Joining us is the amazing Sophia Ebanks, fellow Bennifer stan, who definitely has a lot to say when it comes to the season of The X.
So, welcome to the show. I'm so happy to see you again.
Yeah.
Can you introduce yourself for the listeners out here who don't know you?
My name's Sophia. I'm an associate director, newly of a digital production at the ACLU.
Yes.
So, yeah, that's what I spend my time doing.
Black girl magic over here. Okay. We see it. All right. So, first, let's talk about how we met. It was Memorial Day weekend. Angel of Harlem,
mm-hmm.
And you offered to drive me home, and I was like, this girl is so nice, like, oh my god.
I mean, we're both Bronx bred, so of course, gotta help out. So that's when we met, but I mean, because I hang out with, like, Noelle and the CUNY J peeps, I've heard of you before, so it was nice to, like, meet you in the flesh.
Yes, that was a fun time.
Yeah, it was.
I've been asking all the guests this season, you know, how have you been enjoying this hot back summer? Because I don't know about you, but 2021 looks a lot different than 2020, and I'm happy about that. So what have you been doing?
Damn, what even was 2020?
Right?
2021, this summer, like, flew by. It just, like, makes me miss, like, the times in college or even, like, high school when you actually had the summer free. But no, I've been working from home all summer. I've had the chance to actually travel around, check out some cities I've never been to. I went to Boston, I went to Philly, soon going to my homeland that I've never been to before, Jamaica.
Yes.
So it's really been a lot of, like, traveling, but safely, you know, vaxxed, and just hanging out with people I haven't seen in a while.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, I haven't traveled since 2019 when I went to LA.
Wow.
And, you know, of course, during 2020, I wasn't comfortable traveling. I was like, this is a good idea. Even though I had friends who traveled, and I'm going to LA for Labor Day weekend. So
nice.
I am so excited. We're going to Malibu, Santa Monica. You know, we're gonna have a good time there, and just finally get out of New York City for a little bit, because I'm telling you, it's a lot.
Yeah.
No break from New York. I need a break. So for me, the best part of this vax summer, hands down, is J-Lo and Ben Affleck, which you posted about. I've posted
yes.
about. We have that in common. We're both Bennifer stans. We're gonna literally just have our pages be Bennifer stan accounts, and I'm fine with that.
Yeah. I'll own it. I mean, I'm here for the mess and the drama of it all, really. And then, I mean, J-Lo is another Leo just like me, and
ooh,
she's just out here killing it. Like, what is age to her? Like, she's really just,
oh my,
like,
God.
I got a man by my side every second. I look good.
Right, every second.
I'm a flaunt it. So, yeah. Living her best life.
I mean, and honestly, I put on Instagram, if that's 52, what does 25 look like? Because I'm 25. What is 25 if that's 52? Because that's crazy.
Lord, I'm still 24. At the end of this week, I'll be 25. So I'm ready for, you know, the quarter life crisis to start.
Oh my
but,
God.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like the older you get, the better things get. I've never been somebody that's, like, afraid of aging. I just feel like with it comes more wisdom and honestly, more knowledge and beauty. And what's sad about
yeah.
that?
No, for sure. I mean, that's a fact. You know, what was your initial reaction when you saw the photos? Because I didn't see this coming. I thought A-Rod and her were gonna get married, be fine. Like, to see her back with an ex that she hasn't been with for like over a decade. What were your thoughts?
You know the funny thing, because there was a moment, I want to say earlier this year, when they announced that they split, like her and A-Rod, and then they like took it back, and then like a month later they like officially announced it. I think they just wanted to be the ones to announce it. I think somebody had leaked it, and like my friends were like, oh, she gotta be the problem, because even though she always has a man, she can't keep him for too long. And I'm like, why do y'all think like that? Like, some things just don't work out. And then to see her with Ben, I was like, okay, get you a nice little rebound. You know, it's, some people like to rebound with what you know. Like,
yeah.
You know, instead of going out there searching for something new,
yeah,
just rekindle an old flame. I'm surprised that it's lasted this long. And
yeah,
some people still think it's fake. And I honestly, I can't tell, but I mean, if they make each other happy like this and then they actually go through with the marriage, like, I will be genuinely surprised. If they get engaged and then they get married, I would definitely be surprised. But honestly, after 2020, like, nothing really shocks me anymore. Like, people,
I've seen
so many engagements, so many marriages recently. It's like, I feel like people are just taking life by the horns and just being like, you know what? Why are we waiting for anything? Like, let's just go for it. And I love that energy.
I think Ben and her are so cute, and I do not think it's fake. I cannot believe anyone would think it's fake, because number one, he broke her heart. Like, she loved him. She was in love with him. I believe that he was the one she should have been with. Like, Mark Anthony, no. A-Rod, no. I feel like this is the man she always really wanted. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah. I really think that this was the guy that she really wanted, and it didn't work out. And now it's her chance to, like, get back to that romance. And I'm here for it.
I didn't know he broke off the engagement the first time. I kind of just assumed it was her, because she's kind of broken off every other one, like, every other relationship she's been in. But that's interesting.
Yeah, Ben broke up with her, I believe. I know she didn't want the relationship to end. She was in love. she was in love with him, you know. And this is why, like, I consider this a season of the ex, because, you know, she's not the only one. She's not the only one having fun and kind of going back to the old times and nostalgia.
Yeah.
It's out here, and I'm all here for it. And maybe the old Allie would have been like, oh, hell no. Like, ugh. But I'm at a point where I'm more open-minded about it. And I don't think it's such a bad thing, especially if the person meant a lot and, like, you guys vibe. Like, it's not toxic.
Yeah.
Because that's something that, like, I'm not here for. Toxic relationships.
I get that. I'm honestly a person that's like, what's behind you is behind you. What's done is done. Keep it pushing forward. Like, there's really no need to revisit the past, because I feel like the past comes with so many lessons.
Mm.
And you're only going back there if you still have more to learn. So,
okay.
Yeah, like I said, I like seeing them together, and I'm intrigued and interested to see, okay, how is this going to end? Like, where is it going to go? Because all of her stories and, like, all of her relationship stories end so interestingly. But, yeah, I'm here for the drama and the mess of it all. And, you know,
yeah,
that's what summertime's for a little bit. You know, you go out there, have a little fun. And, you know, something sticks. But if not, no harm, no foul.
Yeah, that's true. She's having a good time. And, I mean, she looks so good.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always been a big J-Lo fan. I actually went to see her when she came to the Bronx to do a free concert years ago when I was
in
high school.
Right? At Orchard Beach.
Did you go?
No, because here's the thing. I have a love-hate relationship with J-Lo. I went to the high school that she went to.
No!
Yeah. And we hate her because she never gave us money. Like, I think she hated her time there so much that she never wanted to donate to the school. It was like some uppity all-girls Catholic school, like mostly white. So, I mean, you kind of get it, especially like her being a Latina, like any person of color there. I guess that environment would be hard for her. So when she was doing that free concert, we were all just like, I remember the traffic being backed up. We were just like, ooh, F J-Lo, like, get out of here, you know, because she wasn't doing nothing.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But I love that she still represents the Bronx, you know, like, yeah.
That's so important. Yeah, that's important. That's why I love seeing her doing her thing, because it's like, she a Bronx girl, you know. Same thing with Cardi. Mm-hmm. Like, say what you want about Cardi, she from the Bronx, you know. She's from the other side of the Bronx
now.
From me, like, she's from High Bridge, but hey, Like, she a Bronx girl, she's representing, you know what I mean? I respect that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, me and you have talked about this a little bit in passing. You know, you said you haven't had, like, an official relationship before.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But you've had several situationships and flings, which is something that I've also had. Can you ever see yourself going back out with any of those people?
I call them old woes, you know, old hoes, old woes.
Yeah.
And there's something behind that, because a lot of suffering and sorrow that came with it. And I don't want to say they were all toxic, but I'm really just a believer in, like, if it didn't work the first time and it's not like a circumstantial thing or a timing thing, then there's really no need to explore it. A lot of the people that I talk to, a lot of, like, emotional unavailability around them, and then sort of the needs not aligning and values and wants even aligning. So, I mean, it always just showed itself to be good time, not a long time. So if I'm looking to, like, build a foundation, I definitely would not want to start there.
Mm-hmm.
There's been moments, though, like, I'll dip my toes back in, or let's say I'll give someone a chance who at first I didn't, you know, really care for all that much. But then, yeah, things just don't work out. And I really value the lessons a lot more than to, like, go back and try to make something work. Honestly, people, men, women, like, we're all dime a dozen. Like, there will be someone else. So I don't need to go back there.
The reason why I love this topic so much is, like, you know, I am back with an ex who, if listeners, the real ones who listen to this podcast from the beginning, I was talking about this specific ex in Love is a Gamble, and I had a lot to say. A lot of it wasn't positive. It was rough. But we're back together, and no one is more surprised about that than me. I have friends who were like, you're back with him, oh my god, ah. And I'm like, none of you are as surprised as I am, because I didn't think it was going to happen. We didn't end as friends. We didn't end being like, okay, that's fine, let's just hang out again. No. I was like, no, never again, nah. But somehow things happen, you know, with the pandemic and just getting to know each other again and hanging out as a group because we have the same friends. We became closer to the point where it was like, wait, why did we break up again?
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you ask yourself that when you're like, wait, why did we break up? Like, you don't even remember the reason. I feel like it's worth kind of dipping back into. Of course, if that person is ready for you. Like, right now, he's a lot more available now emotionally than he was before.
Mm-hmm.
For personal reasons that I can't get into on the show. But yeah, like, and he had to really prove to me, because I wanted to know, like, well, why now? Like, how is this different? And he did prove to me that, like, okay, this is going to be different. This is you are someone that I want to be with. And I think, like, again, like, maybe that's what Ben did. Maybe he was like, you know what? I've been through all this, J-Lo, and I miss you. And I don't even know why we broke up. Like, I really want to try this again. And I feel like someone who breaks up with you, like, has to explain that to you for you to even get into that.
Definitely. That's super important. You have to see that the person has changed.
Yeah.
And, like, I kind of want to take this outside of romantic relationships for a second and even think about, like, friendships, like, friendship fallouts. Because to me, like, separated from a situationship is rough. But, like, losing a friend that probably was around for, like, years and years because of, like, some character flaw or some incident, and then sort of trying to, like, rebuild that, and somebody really has to come in and be like, yo, like, I know I hurt you, and you have to sort of observe, like, what changes they've really made. And I think that process in itself takes time. And now I'm thinking about, like, Beyonce and Jay-Z. Like, I know she put him through the ringer, like, to really prove, you know, that he was done with his way.
Yeah.
So that that part is important, and I don't really think it should be rushed through. But I mean, kudos to people who do end up back with their ex. I've just never really heard it working out, really. Like, you know, like, so I'm always very hesitant about it.
Yeah, it can be rough. I mean, it can go two ways. It can either be like a J-Lo Ben situation where it's like, oh my God, I'm in love with you, let's get married. Or it can be like, oh God, now this is why we broke up. Like, it really, and it's rough because sometimes, and I experience this too, sometimes there's things that you kind of go back to and you're like, uh-oh. Like, this is reminding me, but we're different now and we're going to work through it. And I think that's the thing that makes it different and that can make this, like, a positive situation and not a, oh God, we're going to break up again. Because breakups are tough. And, like, I'm someone, people say I take it well. I actually, breakups are devastating to me.
Really?
Like, yeah, I don't like them. I try my best to still go out to get out the house and do stuff and try not to think about them, but it's they're rough, especially if you like. For me, I'm an emotional person, so I get attached, and I'm not gonna lie, like I get attached fast, so it's like, uh-oh, this is happening, this is real.
It's so hard. And then, like, I don't know, maybe this is too personal, but then I go through a phase of, like, even after, like, an ending or a breakup, and, like, you start dating more again and stuff, and then you sort of, like, over-romanticize the person, and like, oh, you know, but they wouldn't have done this, or this is what I really loved about them, and it just keeps you stuck in the past even more. So really breaking that attachment is super hard. I definitely get it.
Super hard. And you're just like the worst thing about a breakup too is, like, right after breaking up, you look at your phone and you're like, damn, I'm not gonna get that text from them, or I'm not gonna get that call. And not that you can't be alone, mm-hmm. but now you're kind of forced to get back into that single independent, like, place in your life, which, like, it's a good to be independent regardless, but, like, you kind of sometimes, like, you want to be with someone. And yeah. I told my friends this, and I'm not ashamed to say this, because I think a lot of times women get a bad rep for saying they want a man, like, mm-hmm. I want it, like, but I'm at a place in my life where I don't need, like, I'm not gonna die if I don't have a man, but I'm at a point where, like, no, I want a mm-hmm. partner. I'm 25, like,
I get that,
you know. I have friends who are having kids, like, I want to be able to be like, yeah, like, kids can be an option soon, like, I want that for myself. And so I'm not ashamed to be like, yeah, I do want yeah. someone. I do.
I definitely feel that too, especially with all the engagements and marriages that I've been seeing lately. Just like, damn, like, where is my person? Are they on the way? Like, are they lost? Like, what happened?
They lose their way.
Right? But, like, I think the singlehood, I guess, quote unquote, is so important to, it's so much more important. And I try not to look at it as like, oh, I'm being, like, punished or forced to wait and stuff. I think women do, I don't know, we kind of grow up with that yearning, like, that feeling of, like, because of, like, our femininity and womanhood, we're sort of expected to want that or desire that at some point. So even if we might go through, like, an independent phase or streak, or where we're, like, hyper independent, I still feel like a lot of women still hold that, like, romantic fairy tale aspect or desire, yeah. which is cool. But then I really want us to, like, start romanticizing the, like, self-development of being single.
For sure, for sure. And I'm just curious too, like, what does an ex have to do, or ex fling or whatever, you know, your experiences, for you to, like, remix it? I like saying that, like, remix it or recycle, I guess.
I don't know, man. They gotta do a lot. Like, it can't just be some words. Like, you really gotta come to me with the actions and really put in the work. But I'm addicted to newness. Like, I really like the new. And you really just gotta show me that you're coming with something new. Like, can't be the same old bullshit. Like, it gotta be something new and fresh and something that I need, or something that I want in my space.
Yeah.
You're not gonna catch me going back. Like, 9 times out of 10, I'm not going back for anybody.
I broke up with my ex, the other ex, when I was in college. For me, I always romanticized the idea of us being together again, because that was my first love and it was everything. Mm-hmm. And that would talk about depression and devastation. That was mm-hmm. really sad. And that wasn't even a bad breakup. That was actually a mature breakup. That was like, okay, we're being mature about it. But I couldn't be friends with him because it was too painful. But it was like, wow, yeah. like, I romanticized the idea of being with him. And when I finally saw him with someone else, that's when the idea mm-hmm. of it obviously went out of my head, because it's like, okay, he moved on, I need to move on. And it was hard. And so I never thought I'd be the one to go back with an ex.
Mm-hmm. Could you be friends with that ex now?
Yes.
Because, okay.
Now I could. And I always said, which was kind of sad, but I always said I could be friends with him once I have someone else. Mm-hmm. Because for some reason, it was always painful seeing him with someone else. It was always like a painful thing. Yeah. Just because we had so much history. It was like 2 years.
Wow.
And so now seeing him with someone else doesn't hurt me. It's like, okay, well, he moved on. He lives in another country now. He's from Ukraine and he moved back to Ukraine. And now I'm with someone mm-hmm. who I really care about. I really like, even despite him being getting on my damn nerves most of the time. He's, you know, someone who I really care about. And so I'm like good with him. It's like, I don't really want my other ex. I don't want him anymore. Mm-hmm.
over the last few months, I have been steadfast on going to nail salons and either getting extensions or just adding nail polish to my nails. We all know that can do so much damage to your nails. Not gonna lie, they are not in the best shape at the moment. If you're anything like me and love getting your nails done, but are on the lookout for products that will hydrate your nails and leave them looking and feeling the best they can be, then Sundays is the perfect nail care wellness brand for you. Each product is non-toxic and vegan. Not to mention, it will leave your nails feeling refreshed and ready to go. As you know, we're all out here trying to enjoy a hot girl or hot boy summer, so we need to make sure our nails are in tip-top shape. Clean beauty products are the best form of self-care. What are you waiting for? Log on to sundays.com, and for a discount on your fave nail polishes, serums, and hydrating products, use the code ALIVENUE. That's ALIVENUE. Your nails will thank you later.
Baggage. That's the hard thing about also jumping back with an ex, because in the time you weren't together, you both been with different people. Mm-hmm. Most of the time. Sometimes maybe not. And so you kind of have to deal with it. It's something I struggle with too, even with my past thing. Like, okay, they have a past. And I have a past. And before, you know, my first love, I didn't have a past. He did. And so that mm-hmm. was hard to deal with, because you're with someone who has a past, probably talked to the people that you talk to. You know what I mean? And it's like, it can be an awkward thing. And part of that, like getting back with that person, is like trusting them. It's like, well, I can trust that you're going to be faithful. You're going to be truthful. You're not going to go back with that person. Like, it's rough, because yeah. there's always baggage, always in every relationship. There's always that thing, you know, that you kind of learn about. So that's a little rough. I'm not going to lie to you. It ain't easy. But like, I'm curious, yeah. like, why do you think it's so taboo for exes to stay in touch, or God forbid, fall in love again? Like, despite the fact that a lot of times it's like that was someone you cared about and had fun with, mm-hmm. even if maybe it didn't end well. So like, I wonder, like, why is it so taboo for that to like flourish again? Yeah. And for you to even just be friends?
I mean, you cannot bring your past into your future. Like, that's just, that makes a mess out of things. And it's like, the old version of you in your life is gonna interfere with what you're trying to build and who you're trying to become. And I'm always amazed by people who can do that, like who can easily stay friends with exes.
It's not easy. And like, keep their,
I know, and I'm just like, why struggle through this then? Why do you have to keep like keep your feelings in order? Just dash them away and like, you know, move on.
So are you not friends with exes?
Okay, so recently, I don't know, maybe it's a little too much information, but one of the guys that I had, I guess we kind of like broke things off for different reasons. He wanted to keep in touch. He wanted to be friends. And I was like, yeah, you know, I can vibe with that. I can try. And then eventually I just got irritated with it and kind of got snappy, like whenever he would try to reach out. Because like in my head, I'm just like, Why keep reaching out? You know, like, we know what it is. We know it's done. Like, if we're trying to move on, like, why do that? So I actually just recently, past weekend, had that conversation of like, you know what? I don't think we can be friends, but I want us to, we could still be cool. Like, but let's lower it to like acquaintances, associate type level. Like, you know, in the past, I feel like I would be more inclined to just be like, yeah, fuck them. Like, I'm kind of like a grudge in a sense, and like separating with so much resentment. But there's a way to still be cool and like not be friends. Like, we don't have to lie and act like, oh, that history, all of a sudden that history just becomes like part of a friendship. And they're like, no, like it was obviously more. I don't want to pretend that like it's so easy to make this transition, so I'd rather just not do it. And then it's so funny, because after I did that, now I got like a bunch of other ones popping up, like other old flings who, like, I leave the door open for communication, but that doesn't always mean like use it. Like, you know, it's like, it's just like, let's be cool, you know? Like, so I'm just like, oh God. Like, so now I just get in the habit of like responding when I feel like it, or just not responding at all. But,
and was this person that you're talking about, were you with this person like recently, or is something like really old?
Throughout the last year or so, like on and off, but yeah, pretty recently. And yeah, things just, it didn't work out. It's like timing issues, but then also choices were made that hurt my feelings. And I have too much pride to stick around for that shit. So that's really it.
I feel that. I feel that. It's crazy. I have a friend who I'm not going to mention. We're very, very good friends. He's a friend of the podcast as well. And, you know, we had a fling during the pandemic. And ooh. I thought things would really heat up. Things were heating up. And, it was intense. And things didn't end well. There was feelings hurt. You know, he didn't do... I thought that he could have been better. Mm-hmm. And he admitted to that as well. And I don't think we'd still be friends if he didn't admit it. But it was hurtful. And I was like, oh my God, like, why would he do... You know, it wasn't good. And... Mm-hmm. To this day, we are, like, the best of friends. I did not think that would happen. There was a time where I was like, I don't want to talk to him again. And I was petty about it a little bit. I was like, you know. But now we're like, we were on the phone for, like, you know, hours.
Yeah.
Yesterday. I mean, you know. And I have a partner now who, like, and it's not weird to me. Because, yeah, I have a partner who I care about and stuff. But this friend also means a lot to me. Mm-hmm. And if we didn't work out, we weren't supposed to work out. And that's fine, but I still value you as a friend. And that a lot of people, I can understand why they don't want to do that, because it's you have to really swallow your pride a lot, you know?
Yeah. But here's the thing, and this is the only exception I would make, and I kind of prefer when things start like this. If this person was your friend, like literally started as your friend, things turn somewhat romantic, and then you're just like, let's just keep a friendship. You already, by default, know how to operate as a friend with this person. So it's not like you're trying to construct a whole new friendship. Like, it's already the foundation of things.
That's
That's definitely an exception where I feel like it'd definitely be easier for me to keep someone around after that. But that hasn't been my case most of the time. I just meet people and I'm like, oh, I like your vibe. Yeah. And you just try for something more and then it doesn't work out. But I love when things start from a friendship and then grow from there. And then, you know, there's less animosity I find when things end with someone who's a friend turned lover.
Yeah, that's the thing. Me and him had, we already were friends for like a year and a half before we made the stupid decision to make something more out of it. but it happened, and it's like we both felt things, and then we were like, okay, this is not gonna work because we're two different people. You know, I want a relationship. I don't want no casual, no fun, no games. I want something real. And I told my partner who I'm with now that, because he was giving me vibes. I thought he was giving me vibes of casual, because I know, you know, he has the ability to have the casual flings.
Yeah.
Although right now, he was saying he's not really into that anymore. And I'm not, definitely not. So we just click now. We both want the same thing. Mm-hmm. And I let him know, like, if you're looking for friends with benefits, this ain't gonna happen. Because I'm not trying to be your friends with benefit. Like, we're exes. You know, I want more.
Yeah.
And, you know, he pursued me, you know, and the feelings are there that I guess never left. I mean, for me, I felt like I was over him at a time. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think it's something special about keeping in touch with people from your past. Like, I really do think it's a special thing. Again, unless they're toxic, mm-hmm. there are some people who I will never talk to again. And I will say that with a straight face. Never talk to. You are trash. You were past.
And you're talking about specifically exes, right?
Not even exes. And this is another thing. What qualifies as an ex? Because I was talking to my boyfriend, and he disagrees with me that situationships aren't exes. Like, he told me if you slept with the person or if you spent a lot of time with them and you had this bond, he said, I don't care if you want to call it a situationship or anything, that's an ex. And I disagreed with him. I said, no.
I don't want to say they are your ex because the commitment piece is missing, but that is a relationship of some, like, form or to some degree. But the lack of commitment is, and sometimes that's used to, like, evade, you know, that labeling and stuff. And so it makes it trickier to define, and people like to live in those blurred lines, and that shit drives me crazy. But I definitely feel like I would never call them exes, but they are, like, somewhat of an ex, you know?
Like, I don't know, I say ex-flings, you know, like...
Yeah, old roles.
Yeah. And, like, there is an ex-fling that I still talk to now. He recently reached out to me. He asked me if I'm seeing someone. I said, yes. Mm-hmm. I told him, I'm with somebody. Like, I want to make that known. Like, I don't want no drama. I don't want no messiness. I don't want people thinking I'm here and there. I'm with one person, not two. And, you know, I told him, like, we could still be friends. And he's like, okay, cool. Like, we kicked it in the past. I mean, we hooked up. And It's not something that I can't look past. You know, it's like it happened. That's it. Like, we can still be cool. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that as long as there are no feelings there. And like, I don't feel anything for him. So, yeah. Yeah, for sure. And I hate, though, what I hate is when guys pursue you and they make you think that it's going to be a relationship. And then it's a limbo. And so you're stuck in that limbo.
Listen, can I tell you, listen, girl. Ooh, because there's, all right. When you ask me the question, is there someone like I would go back to or whatever? There was one girl that I talked to. She definitely like reappeared earlier this year. And like, I wasn't taking it too seriously, but because of the attachment that I had with her in the past, like she's been in and out throughout the years, that flame like kept lit. And I was like, okay, you know, maybe I would go back. And I feel like there's a time period from like when you separate from someone that is like, if they do come back in that time period, you're more likely to like go back to it. So I definitely feel like with this last guy, if he was to like come back and, you know, prove that he's changed and he's right and he's really about it, I probably would be more open to it than anybody else. But girl, can I tell you, before him, I was talking to someone last year, actually met him around this time last year. And like when we met, it's like, you know, one of those like instantaneous sparks flying and you're like, yeah, this person is going to be around for a while. It was one of those meetings. And he said that he wanted an open relationship. And I was like, okay, like I've never really even had like a regular ass relationship. So I'm a very open-minded person. So I was like, I'm kind of down for that. Like, let's see if we do even build to an actual relationship. Let's see where that can go. As time went on, I really just realized that his definition of open relationship was just fucking around with people.
Red flag.
Like just being able to fuck around, no commitment or nothing. I'm like, that's not a fucking open relationship. Like that's so
just be single.
Things.
Just
like,
be single.
I know. I'm like, if you just wanted to hoe around and you just wanted to be friends, but you just want to be cool, like at least say that. Don't put on the guise of like, oh no, I actually just want an open relationship. Like, no, you just want to be a hoe. And like, all due respect, like that's fine, but own it. You know, don't hide behind it. So yeah, definitely that was one of those like mind fuck things where when I found out, I was like, yeah, this guy's just like doing the regular fuckboy shit, but like more intellectually. Yep. So
they're hiding behind the skies of like the good guy. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like I'm the good guy, you know, I just don't know if I want commitment right now. And like, and it's like, for me, if you don't want to commit, go that way. I'm the worst. I'm the wrong woman to mess with if you're not looking for something real.
Mm-hmm.
You don't got to put a ring on it right now. Nobody's asking for that. Just a boyfriend, a boyfriend that's looking for something real. That's it.
I think that we're at the age, thankfully, though, where like we can go into a situation and like see those red flags and like have our boundaries set and not be swayed from it. But like the early 20s is hard as fuck because you just be like, I know I want this, but you know, maybe if I bend this way, like, you know, he'll kind of come to my side or whatever. And it's just like, nah, by the time you're like mid 20s and a little older, you're like, nah, I know what I want. If I see somebody doesn't have it, there's no business between us. No need for us to entertain each other.
No, that's facts though. It really is dope. And you know, I'm proud of myself that I'm more confident telling guys straight out, that's not what I want. I'm not looking for friends with benefits. Before, I used to be too scared because I liked the attention. I liked what I was getting. You know, you got the sex with it, and sex to me is very important, let me tell you. So, you know what I mean? I'm like, yeah. I don't want that to go away. I want to keep... And, but now, I'm able to, like, just tell someone that's not what I want. And even my partner now, like, I told him, like, you know, and it's funny, like, how we started dating again. We were hanging out with our friends, having a good time. Just friends, never thought that we'd date again. Then him and I, don't try this at home, y'all, but we did some psychedelics together.
Oh, God.
At his house. And I said to myself, what am I doing in my ex's house doing drugs? Like, what the hell? Like, watching a movie? Like, what do I think is going to happen right now? Like, what is going on? And things happen.
Girl.
We kissed.
Oh, okay.
Did not,
I'm about to ask.
Did not expect that, but I kind of stopped him. Like, he was kissing me, and I stopped him. I was like, and he was like, oh, you're not feeling me?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it's not that I'm not feeling you. I just don't know. This seems casual. Like, this seems like, I don't know if you're looking I don't know if he wants to be in a relationship. I didn't know. So I just kind of pushed him away a little. And then after that, we hung out more. He kept hitting me up. Then he finally like asked me out again. And I made sure to ask him like, you know, let's go back to what happened before. You know, what was that about? And he kind of like proved to me in time that things would be different.
That's good. I mean, kudos to you. It definitely takes some strength to say that and to set that boundary.
I'm proud of myself that I'm able to say, put that out there. Like, hey, not looking for friends with benefits. I don't want that. Even though I like the guy and I want to be with him. But yeah, this has been a great conversation. Thank you for coming on and talking about love life and all of that.
Thank you for having me. I'm a very private person, so I'm like, ooh, how much am I sharing right now? Like, let me scale it back a little bit, but I'm glad I opened up a little bit for this.
No, let me tell you, I get people to tell me things that they would never tell anyone. I have that ability. I'm a journalist.
Yes. Use them skills, girl. Use them investigative skills.
Yeah, people telling me too much sometimes. I'm like, ooh, don't tell me that. Yeah, so thank you so much.
And that's all for this week. Thank you for listening to Saucy But Sweet with Allie McPherson.